Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast, Bookmarked. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. This week, I have my terrific co-hosts, Draco and Allison, who will be joining me in talking about some wonderful books. And these books are going to be in line with the season change. We are headed right into spring, and we here at JCP, we have spring fever. But first, I want to tend to some housekeeping things, and I want to remind all our listeners out there that Jan Care Publishing, also we have our book blog, Bookmarked, which works in partnership with our podcast. So be sure to send us your questions or comments through our book blog. And also, I want to remind our listeners out there that in celebration of our 20 years of Voice Magazine for Women, celebrating women's successes, we are thrilled to offer 20 women the opportunity to share their stories of how they achieve success in business ownership or maybe in a career, but they achieve their success through adversities, through struggles, maybe through discrimination, through challenges. This is an opportunity for 20 women out there to encourage and motivate other women who might be going through the same hardships. Maybe they're still, you know, they're trying to knock on a closed door and follow that dream, and they need some encouragement. So this is an opportunity to leave a lasting imprint of encouragement. And I truly believe what a legacy it would be to tell the world that I am successful against the odds and the adversities. So with 20 years of celebrating Voice Magazine for Women, in our 20 years of celebration, we have limited the submissions to 20 women. So you want to be sure and check out the submission requirements and get those submissions to us. You can get those requirements on jancarepublishing.com. And what are we going to be doing with these stories? Well, this is the exciting part. The stories that are submitted and are accepted will be released in book form. We are going to release this book on Amazon. It's going to be sold through other commercial channels. And what a way, what a legacy, what a way to encourage other women. So we're so excited to get this project off the ground. So please get those submissions to us and, you know, don't miss the deadline. And we're going to be so excited to hear from all of you. So check out the deadline and check out the submission deadline and get those stories to us. But as speaking of books, like I mentioned earlier, it is almost springtime. And Allison, I know that you and Draco have some special spring books to talk about today, don't you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bookmarked. As Janie said, I'm Allison, and I'm here with Draco today. Draco, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, everybody. How are you, Allison?
I'm doing great today. First, I just wanted to say that I'm super excited for our upcoming book about women in business, and I hope a lot of women will sign up for that because I think it'll be a really cool opportunity. Now, I did have a few spring-themed books I wanted to talk about today. You know, spring is just around the corner, if you can believe it. And I'm the type of person who likes to sort of keep on theme with whatever season of the year we're in and read books that kind of correlate to that. I just think it's fun. And we're already into March. So I thought this would be the perfect time to sort of talk about some of JCP's spring books. So first up, I wanted to mention a book called Buddy, which is written by Jacqueline Kraft. And the story follows Buddy, who is this beautiful leaf, as he learns lessons about patience and acceptance of his situation, as well as the importance of responsibility to his family. And the book is just very rich in vocabulary and loaded with these very colorful, vibrant illustrations. So it's perfect for your kids. It's perfect for you. You know, I actually love to pick up children's books from time to time because I just think they're very wholesome and they kind of harken back to childhood. And also, most of the time, books like Buddy do offer life lessons, and, you know, we can all get something out of that. Draco, I know that you've read Buddy before. It's one of our more popular children's books. What did you like about it?
You know, I also am quite fond of children's books, and I think that Buddy is perfect for both at home and classroom learning because it really keeps young readers engaged through the little leaf, Buddy's story, and it makes learning more enjoyable because you can be invested in this character rather than just the scientific aspect of it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Everyone, go pick up a copy of Buddy. You will not regret it. Now, I also wanted to talk about a book by Patrice Wilkerson, and it's called My Favorite Season is Spring. This is another beautifully illustrated picture book that I think both parents and children can get something out of and really enjoy reading. In this book, you sort of go on a journey with little Susie as she describes her favorite season, and the book is told through rhythm and rhyme, which I think kind of sets it apart from some other books that we have. It's a very engaging story, and it also is a teaching tool for kids wanting to learn about spring and the outdoors in general. And going back to the rhyming aspect of it, I think, at least for me growing up, most of the children's books that I kind of gravitated toward did incorporate rhyme. I think rhyme kind of makes these types of books feel whimsical. And from an adult perspective, it's also just very nostalgic to read something like that. But what about you? Did you enjoy the rhyme aspect of My Favorite Season is Spring?
I did enjoy the rhyme. I also love all of the different little details that the author incorporates in the story for spring. It really immerses the reader, both young and old, in the season, even if it's, you know, kind of chilly outside or something. I think My Favorite Season is Spring is perfect to like put you in the spring spirit.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really special book, I think. Now, lastly, I wanted to talk about Raven Howell for a second and her book Seasons. And Draco, I know you just interviewed Raven for our podcast, which should be coming out within the next couple of weeks. So I want to circle back to that in just a second. But first, for anyone who may not be familiar with the book, it's really about children learning about the different seasons and different types of weather that occur throughout the year. And the kids in the book encounter birds and butterflies for spring, adventures at the beach in the summer, jumping in colorful leaf piles for fall, and dashing through the snow in the wintertime. So this book really takes you on a year-long journey, and its illustrations are gorgeous. The style of art is really appealing to me. So Draco, what did you like about Seasons? And also, how was your interview with Raven?
You know, I really love the illustrations throughout Seasons. I know you mentioned the art as well. It's absolutely stunning. And I do think that it's perfect for all year round reading, spring, summer, any season is perfect. And I had so much fun chatting with Raven about Seasons and about her wide collection of other children's books that she has written, and just her journey into writing, all of the different things that she kind of has her hands in right now. She's all over the writing scene. And I just think that Seasons is a great story for very young readers all the way to kind of elementary school readers. And, you know, chatting with Raven was so much fun. And I can't wait for all of our listeners to hear more from her and more about Seasons and about some of her other stories that she has in the works.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And Seasons is just, I think, very unique in the way that it incorporates, you know, like a whole year long of all the weather and all the seasons that go into a year. I personally really enjoyed reading it. I learned a bit as well. So I think that definitely kids and adults can enjoy the book.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I also wanted, as we're, you know, talking about seasonal reads, to touch on our spring anthologies, because I think that, you know, this obviously gets into a little bit older reading. This is more adult books, but I think that it's the perfect time of year to dive into these. There, a lot of them are perfect weekend reads. If you're going away for a weekend or taking a little weekend staycation, we have a collection of 5 different spring anthologies. We have Broken Petals, which is our original spring anthology, the first one we ever came out with. Following that, we came out with Easter Lilies, Wild Daisies, Scattered Flowers, and our most recent one is Daffodil Dreams. To tell you a little bit more about some of our anthologies, I'll, you know, go over the Daffodil Dreams synopsis since it's our most recent one. And in Daffodil Dreams, 8 talented authors come together to share stories centered around strong and inspiring women of Appalachia, with tales that bring readers to tears, evoke laughter, invite you to befriend the characters within. Daffodil Dreams really just showcases the beauty and the resilience of the Appalachian region and its people. And that is not just reserved for Daffodil Dreams. All of our spring anthologies are great about really focusing on our beautiful Appalachian mountains and focusing on our Appalachian region and strong women throughout the region. A lot of these are very inspirational stories. A lot of them are comical and fun stories. So they really just put you into the spring spirit. I am obviously biased, but I have quite a love for our anthology series. Allison, what do you think about them?
You know, I really have a soft spot for our anthology collections. I've always loved short stories, and I think there's just something really appealing about reading a short story sometimes as opposed to a full-length novel, especially if, you know, you're having a busy week or whatever, and you may only have time for like 10 pages or something. And the authors who submit for our anthologies are so talented. So I absolutely recommend giving them a shot. I think our spring anthologies in particular just feel so Appalachian. And I think that's really cool to have these anthology collections with an Appalachian backdrop as, you know, someone who grew up here and didn't necessarily find many Appalachian stories as a kid that didn't totally stereotype us. So especially if you live in this region, or maybe if you just grew up here, definitely check out the spring anthologies. Now, switching gears a bit, Draco, I think you also had a couple of little housekeeping things you wanted to go over.
I do. Still on our kind of anthology topic here, I wanted to remind all of our readers and writers out there that we have another anthology that is coming out this fall, and submissions are currently open for our These Haunted Hills Book 6. And those submissions will end in May. You can read the full submission guidelines on our website. And touching back on our spring anthologies, I wanted to let everyone know that you can buy the entire anthology collection for just $40 on our JCP online bookstore. Or, of course, if you're feeling more individual copies, you can grab individual copies through Amazon, through Barnes & Noble, through our online bookstore. You know, anywhere that you grab books, you can grab our spring anthologies. I also wanted to let people know that we have a special sale coming up in April. Our spring festival is going to kick off April 1st, and we will have a wonderful selection of books available all April long. That's going to include our spring anthologies. That's going to include 2 books that we mentioned earlier in the episode, My Favorite Season is Spring and Seasons by Raven Howell. And you know, those books are going to be available along with a wide collection of others all April long at a special discount on our JCP online bookstore. So if you're a reader, you can access it through our website. And if you're a JCP author, don't forget to get in touch with us to add your book to the list. You can get in touch with us by email or by phone. So I'm really excited to kick off our spring festival in April and really get into the warm weather season. So Allison, what about you? Did you have any housekeeping that you wanted to mention?
I did. And also, I just want to say that's so exciting about our spring anthology bundle. I'm definitely going to purchase that. I think that it's so cool to have them all in one place for someone who likes to just like plow through a bunch of stories.
Absolutely.
I did want to mention our blog, which is also called Bookmarked, and it partners with this podcast for people who don't know, and it often correlates topics. So both the blog and the podcast really support one another. So if you're only listening to this podcast and maybe you're not reading the blog, you are missing out on different information being offered that isn't necessarily always available through the podcast. So I wanted to highlight that. And our blog publishes every Wednesday, typically in the early afternoons. So please check that out. A link will be in the description for this episode. And that's really all I have for today.
I also love how our blog just gives extra information about authors, especially when we have, you know, we have podcast interviews with our authors where we get to talk with them. But it's also important to note that our authors fill out a few, you know, fun little questionnaires to add to the blog that are not available through the podcast. So, like you said, you're really missing out on getting to know these authors in detail if you are just listening to the podcast or just reading the blog, and they really do work to support each other. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that too about the Q&As that we do that partner with the interviews with our authors. I'm sure a lot of people don't know about that, but we do have a Q&A the same week as whenever we do a podcast interview, and me and Draco correlate and we try to ask different questions. So it's never the same information. You're always getting something new. So yes, absolutely. Please check out our blog.
I am just so glad that we got to talk about all of these spring books that are coming up and all of the featured books this month. I am ready for that warm weather. I don't know about you, but I am absolutely ready for flowers and warm weather and taking walks outside. So I'm glad that everyone here got to listen to all of these exciting spring reads that we have. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on Bookmarked continuously. And you know, we have so much fun doing this, and I'm glad that we get to chat with all of our readers.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much to everyone who continuously supports us and listens to this podcast. And we will see you next week.
Absolutely. Catch you next time.
Wow, what great books. We here at JCP, we love publishing children's books, and it's probably because there's a kid inside of all of us here, but we really enjoy each one because each one is unique with its own story and its own special illustrations. And so we think all our children's books deserve a chance to be in the classrooms, and particularly our children's books with a special theme or like with life's lessons. They should be in every classroom. And we have been very honored here at JCP that some of our children's books have been picked up by some schools and for their students in the classrooms here in Northeast Tennessee and Southwest Virginia. And this is such an honor. So we hope that all of our listeners out there and all the readers will continue to support, you know, all of our books, but particularly our children's books as well. Now, the books that Draco and Allison presented today are probably in the age range of 4 years old to eight, but we also have books here available for young readers, and we also have chapter books. And also keep that in mind if you have a submission, because we do accept submissions in that age range. But as Draco mentioned, our spring anthologies, I mean, they have a wonderful backdrop of the Appalachia region, and they're enjoyable to read with each author providing their own unique story. And so these are great short stories. So for all you listeners out there, thank you for tuning in, and be sure to spring forward with the resetting of your clock this weekend. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.